The words echoed for a moment inside the chopper. Although the claim seemed far-fetched, the faintest possibility of truth gave the controller pause. The success of the entire project required the elimination of all those who knew the truth. And as bloody as the containment had turned out to be, the controller had to be certain this was the conclusion. Someone else knows. Considering Rachel Sexton's reputation for following strict protocol of classified data, the controller found it very hard to believe that she would have decided to share this with an outside source. Rachel was on the crypt talk again. Back off and we'll spare your men. Come any closer and they die. Either way, the truth comes out. Cut your losses. Back off. You're bluffing, the controller said. Knowing the voice Rachel Sexton was hearing was an androgynous, robotic tone. You have told no one. Are you ready to take that chance? Rachel fired back. I couldn't get through to William Pickering earlier, so I got spooked and took out some insurance. The controller frowned. It was plausible. They're not buying it, Rachel said, glancing at Tolland. The soldier in the claws gave a pained smirk. Your gun is empty, and the chopper's going to blow you to hell. You're both going to die. Your only hope is to let us go. Like hell, Rachel thought, trying to assess their next move. She looked at the bound and gagged man who lay at her feet directly in front of the sub. He looked delirious from loss of blood. She crouched beside him, looking into the man's hard eyes. I'm going to take off your gag and hold the crypt talk. You're going to convince the helicopter to back off. Is that clear? The man nodded earnestly. Rachel pulled off the man's gag. The soldier spat a wad of bloody saliva up into Rachel's face. Bitch! He hissed, coughing. I'm going to watch you die. They're going to kill you like a pig, and I'm going to enjoy every minute of it. Rachel wiped the hot saliva from her face as she felt Tolland's hands lifting her away, pulling her back, steadying her as he took her machine gun. She could feel in his trembling touch that something inside him had just snapped. Tolland walked to a control panel a few yards away, put his hand on a lever, and locked eyes with the man lying on the deck. Strike two, Tolland said, and on my ship, that's all you get. With a resolute rage, Tolland yanked down on the lever. A huge trap door in the deck beneath the Triton fell open like the floor of a gallows. The bound soldier gave a short howl of fear and then disappeared, plummeting through the hole. He fell 30 feet to the ocean below. The splash was crimson. The sharks were on him instantly. The controller shook with rage, looking down from the Kiowa at what was left of Delta III's body drifting out from under the boat on the strong current. The illuminated water was pink. Several fish fought over something that looked like an arm. Jesus Christ! The controller looked back at the deck. Delta II still hung in the Triton's claws, but now the sub was suspended over a gaping hole in the deck. His feet dangled over the void. All Tolland had to do was release the claws, and Delta II would be next. Okay, the controller barked into the crypt talk. Hold on! Just hold on! Rachel stood below on the deck and stared up at the Kiowa. Even from this height, the controller sensed the resolve in her eyes. Rachel raised the crypt talk to her mouth. You still think we're bluffing? She said. Call the main switchboard at the NRO. Ask for Jim Similjan. He's in P&A on the night shift. I told him everything about the meteorite. He will confirm. She's giving me a specific name. This did not bode well. Rachel Sexton was no fool, and this was a bluff the controller could check in a matter of seconds. Although the controller knew of no one at the NRO named Jim Similjan, the organization was enormous. Rachel could quite possibly be telling the truth. Before ordering the final kill, the controller had to confirm if this was a bluff or not. Delta One looked over his shoulder. You want me to deactivate the jammer so you can call and check it out? The controller peered down at Rachel and Tolland, both in plain view. If either of them made a move for a cell phone or radio, the controller knew Delta One could always reactivate and cut them off. The risk was minimal. Kill the jammer, the controller said, pulling out a cell phone. I'll confirm Rachel's lying. Then we'll find a way to get Delta Two and end this.